はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
Sakura です。
Peter here, and we are back with another lesson. As always, we are brought to you by Air Cleanin, the translation and interpretation specialists. Today, we have another great lesson for you. It's Friday, it's time to consolidate.And we are going to do a lot today. Right, Sakura?
Yes.
We have the longest dialogue to date.
Yes, but not so difficult.
Sakura said it, not so difficult. I don't know. We'll see about that. Okay. You guys be the judge. And you can give us some comments and give us some emails. And let's see if Sakura's right about this. Okay. So without further ado, we're going to jump right in. And again, for those of you who are just tuning in, a lot of this is review. So please, if you haven't heard the previous lessons, definitely go back, listen before you take on this one. Okay? Now we had a request for phone dialogue. So today we're going to do a phone conversation. Here is the setting. I will be giving Sakura's 携帯. What's 携帯, Sakura?
It's mobile phone.
Yes. It's actually short for mobile phone. Mobile phone is...
携帯電話。
Yes, can you break this down? Mobile phone, can you break this down for us?
携帯電話。
Yes, mobile and phone. Break it down nice and slow.
Okay. 携帯電話。
Yes, mobile phone. But in Japanese, we can just say?
携帯。
Yes, so I'll be giving Sakura's 携帯 a jingle. So here we go.
はい。
もしもし、ピーターです。さくらですか？
はい、さくらです。
明けましておめでとうございます。
明けましておめでとうございます。
今年もよろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
元気ですか？
はい、元気ですよ。元気ですか？
絶好調です。今、どこですか？
東京です。今どこですか？
ニューヨークです。
東京は寒いですよ。ニューヨークは寒いです。
And the way you would say hello could be a little different. But what won't change is the...
もしもし。
Yes. Now this is the basic phrase that the person making the call would use. So this doesn't change. And you can actually use the whole first phrase where you say...
もしもし。
And you put in your name followed by...
です。
Yes. So in the case of Sakura, it would be...
もしもし、Sakura です。
Yes. In the case of somebody we met on the train the other day, Noriko, it would be...
もしもし、Noriko です。
Again, this was the informal way of making a call. The formal way, you would use the same opening, but you'd probably put in your full name, correct?
Yes. Or just the last name.
Yes. So give us that one more time. Full name or the last name, okay. Right?
Yes.
So can you give us your case?
もしもし、鈴木さくらです。
Yes, exactly. And the informal way?
もしもし、さくらです。
Yes, can you see the difference there? And give us the formal way with just your last name.
もしもし、鈴木です。
Yes. Okay, so that's going to wrap it up for today's Consolidating Friday lesson. What did you think, Sakura?
I think it's very useful. それだけです is very useful.
Yes. And speaking of that word, for today...
今日はそれだけです。
Yes. That's going to be it for today. We're going to cut it here. We would like to say...
また明日ね。
Okay. See you tomorrow. Bye. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson.Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.